Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Yes, we're making babies with Professor Shane Higgins, Master of the National Maternity Hospital. Shane, good afternoon. Thanks a million for joining us.
Andrea, thanks very much.
You're here to talk about, fetal movements, really, I suppose, and to answer listener questions. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. First of all, when do these typically start?
Well, that'll vary depending on whether this is your first or you've been pregnant before. So for patients who are pregnant for the first time or women who are pregnant for the first time, it's often around 20 weeks that they start to feel what many would describe as flutters or bubbles or even a queasy sensation. And as the weeks then progress, they'll start to feel more established movements, and then they'll start to recognize a pattern by about week 26, 28. For women who've been pregnant before, some will actually feel they can feel the baby move from as early as 12, 14 weeks.
And how obvious are those movements?
At the beginning, not obvious at all. And there's a period of, there's a learning period or an adaptation period where patients, particularly those, again, pregnant for the first time, will wonder whether this is movement or not. And it's only by monitoring that over a period of weeks, a month, that they'll really come to appreciate that it is movement.
When you say it's mild at the in the initial stage, could you confuse it with heartburn, or is it?
No, you could confuse it with kind of a bowel upset or a queasiness in your lower tummy. That's what you would confuse it with. You won't. Heartburn is a particular sensation. It's a retrosternal burning sensation that a lot of pregnant women will experience as well. But no, you won't confuse one with the other.
And as the baby grows, do the kicks get more frequent, more prevalent?
They do. And So monitoring fetal movement for the patient is a way of supplementing all the tests that are done at your antenatal visit. But between antenatal visits, you need to be very confident that you're experiencing plenty of movement. And it will be absolutely unique for this pregnancy. No matter how many babies you have, there'll be a unique fetal movement pattern to each pregnancy. Don't compare to friends or relatives. Don't listen to what it says in the books. You should be appreciating movement and a pattern to that movement for the most part from about 26, 28 weeks. And then all you do is compare yesterday to today, or today to yesterday, tomorrow to today, and say, yes, I'm getting plenty of movement, and leave it at that. And if you're getting plenty of movement, it means the baby's well.
Why does it happen? What's the baby doing?
It's moving. You actually don't feel the baby move. What you do feel is the baby bumping into your uterus. So it's the baby's in a pool of fluid, and every time it moves or kicks or punches or twists or turns, it'll bump into your uterus, and that's what you feel. But the baby will have, babies have what are called sleep activity cycles. So they'll sleep for a period of time, they'll wake for a period of time, and it's during those wakeful periods that they actually move and bump into you. So it's not that the baby's moving all the time, nor should it be moving all the time. It's just a unique pattern for each woman on a daily basis.
And will it depend on, like for you as the mom or for the woman, will it depend on what you're eating, what you're drinking, even how you sleep or position?
One of your questions that came in today was about how can you prompt the baby to move? Well, you can do so by eating something sweet or sugary, or taking a soft drink, for example, or a cold drink. But you shouldn't have to do that all the time to get the baby to move. But if you've come in from, say, being out for the afternoon and you kind of get a sense, well, I haven't felt the baby for a few hours, absolutely take a drink or have something to eat. But as I said, you shouldn't need to do that all the time. And it's got nothing to do with eating or drinking. Mm. It's got nothing to do with the position you sleep in. It's unique. The one thing that will impact on the fetal movement is where the placenta is situated. And if you've got an anterior placenta, because you feel the baby bumping into the front of your uterus, if you've got an anterior placenta, although your fetal movement pattern might be different to somebody else, your movement pattern is still the one that you need to pay attention to, regardless of where the placenta is.
087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number if you have a question for Shane Higgins. Listener says, on my last pregnancy, Shane, I found drinking Club Orange really helped and the baby wasn't moving. Is it okay to regularly be drinking things like this?
Well, it's okay. I mean, sure, you can drink Club Orange if you want, but not as a prompt to get the baby to move all the time. If that's the case, then you should go to your healthcare provider. So fetal movement is a reflection of how well the placenta is working. If you're getting plenty of movement, then the overwhelming likelihood is the baby's getting enough oxygen and nutrients from the placenta to meet its needs. If you get a reduction in fetal movement, that's when you should be concerned. That's when you should go to the hospital.
I often feel little bumps when the baby moves, says this listener, Shane. I was told it could be the baby, that the baby has hiccups.
Yes.
Is this common or okay?
Yeah, no, it is. It's absolutely normal, natural, and it is particularly obvious in the third trimester. So from about 28, 30 weeks onwards, the baby will have bouts of hiccups mixed in with its bout of random movement. And it's the random movement that you should, again, be paying attention to.
This listener's 30 weeks pregnant. When I'm in the office during the day, I don't feel much movement. But when I sit down then in the evening, the baby is moving loads. Yeah, is this normal? Should I be worried?
No, absolutely not. So if that's the pattern for you, if you say when I'm in the office at Monday to Friday in the afternoon, I don't feel much, but when I come home in the evening, the baby's kicking away, that's enormously reassuring to have that in the evening. And yeah, we recognise that if patients are preoccupied, whether it's at work or whether they're out socialising and they've a few hours have elapsed and they feel, I haven't felt much movement, put your feet up, relax, give yourself a couple of hours. If you're reassured at the end of that, fantastic. If you're not reassured, come in. And I say to all my patients, never go to bed, never go to sleep on the background of concern for the baby's movement.
I'm 20 weeks pregnant. My baby rarely kicks, but rolls around a lot. The movement's very strong. Is it normal for a baby not to kick?
Yeah, well, any movement is movement. So whether it's a rolling, moving, or a kicking, punching, it doesn't matter as long as the baby is moving. Because, you know, if you're 20 weeks, you should have had a scan very recently, which tells us the baby's well. And therefore, the movement that you're experiencing in conjunction with that scan is normal. Rolling becomes a very much more obvious phenomenon in the latter third stages or third trimester, because the baby starts to run out of space for the punch or the kick or the elbow. So it's more twists and turns, but it's still movement. It still forms part of that pattern and it should still be monitored.
This listener, 20 weeks, my baby doesn't move often. My doctor says it's normal. When should I start to worry?
If your doctor is monitoring the baby, then there's no need to worry. But you should certainly, if it's your first, by 24 weeks, you should have movement every day. And if you're not getting movement every day and you're concerned, and it doesn't matter when you were last reviewed in the hospital, if you're concerned about movement, go in, have the baby checked over. It's a scan. It's a scan to see that the baby moves. It's a scan to monitor to measure the fluid around the baby. And if you're far enough on in pregnancy from sort of 28, 30 weeks, they'll do a trace of the baby's heart rate, which is called a CTG. And that will again give you further reassurance that all is well with the baby.
I'm told the baby has an anterior placenta, says this texter. What does this mean in terms of movement? Will it change things?
No, it won't change things because the placenta is anterior.
What is that,
so it's an anterior. It's geographically where the placenta is located. So for, we say an anterior placenta when it's on the front wall of the uterus, posterior when it's on the back wall of the uterus, or fundal when it's on the roof. But whatever pattern you've come to appreciate is the pattern, the unique pattern for this pregnancy. And the placenta, although it might have an impact on how easily you feel the movement, once the pattern is established, well, that's it, because the placenta doesn't move. It's going to be anterior for the whole pregnancy. So whatever you deem to be the normal amount of movement for you from one day to the next, that's it.
Yeah, so when you talk about, you know, what happens if you don't feel movement, it's go to your doctor.
That's what it's all about. It's about a reduction from the pattern that you've come to expect and appreciate.
Now this listener, Shane, I'm now 7 weeks pregnant after a few miscarriages. When could I expect to get any symptoms like movement or even morning sickness?
Well, morning sickness can happen from as early as 7 weeks, and some patients will be affected by that. Movement isn't going to be for weeks, months yet. But don't associate the presence of symptoms with the well-being of a pregnancy. So there are lots of patients who have very successful pregnancies who have no symptoms whatsoever. And there are patients who have unfortunately dreadful symptoms, and when they go for their early scan, they find that they've had a miscarriage. If you're concerned, absolutely. And particularly if you have a history of miscarriage, you should be able to go to your local unit, to the early pregnancy advisory unit, and have an early reassuring scan, because that's really the only way you're going to be able to be sure that all is well with the pregnancy.
What I've learned from this today is that you can't go to the doctor too much.
No,
you're concerned.
From pregnancy point of view, absolutely agree. And it's not the doctors necessarily, it's the midwives. They're exceptionally capable of looking after patients. So if you have any concern about your baby or the well-being of your pregnancy, whether it's bleeding, leakage, reduced fetal movements, just any general concerns, absolutely, sooner the better, go to your healthcare provider.
Now, interesting question here, Shane. Does fetal movement say anything about the gender of the baby?
No, unfortunately.
Really?
It doesn't, no.
But you know, we always hear people talking about, even just not from a movement perspective, but the size of the bump or the place of the bump.
No, absolutely not. If you want to, there's loads of ways in which you can identify the gender of the baby. Ultrasound scans from 16 weeks onwards should, if you get a clear view, you'll be able to tell. But movement patterns, size of the bump, the rotation of a ring held over your tummy, none of those have any implications as far as identifying specifying the gender.
I feel like the baby almost moves too much, says this listener. So much more than any earlier pregnancies I've had. Is there anything wrong with over movement?
No. And again, remember I said at the start, it's unique for every single pregnancy, no matter how many babies you have. If your baby's, if you believe your baby's moving a lot, but it's the same as yesterday and the day before and the day before, then it's absolutely perfect.
For people maybe looking for more information about this, where would you send them?
Yeah, there's a lot of good textbooks out there. If you go into any bookstore in town, you can go to the pregnancy section, you'll get good books. But fetal movement, it's not that difficult to understand. Once the baby starts to move, you will then have a period of time where it's establishing a pattern. But by about 28 weeks, you should say, I know the times of the day when my baby's active. And then it allows you to monitor the baby from one day to the next. And again, I say to patients, when you're getting ready to go to bed at night or when you're lying on the sofa late in the evening, you can just reassure yourself that there was plenty of movement. You don't need to chart or record or monitor other than saying, I had plenty of movement today, and that's all.
Shane Higgins, Professor Shane Higgins, I should say, Master of the National Maternity Hospital. I'm giving you a new title. Thanks a million for joining us here as always at Lunchtime Live. If you've questions or any topic in particular, actually, you'd like Shane to address on the show, you can drop us an email. That is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.